Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Good morning, my friends. I have a little riddle for you this morning. What's small, a cluster bleep, and confusing? No, it's not Chris Proudfoot. It's the reward fund for Sebastian Rogers. Let's get into it. All right, guys, I have to give some credit out here before we go through this to Smiley Stories World. I found this in her community post. And, you know, we were just talking about this the other day, about the reward fund. Where is it? What's going on with it? Why isn't there one, et cetera, et cetera? Well, someone did a little digging, and I don't know who this person is, but it's someone on Facebook that wrote some letters, made some calls, and got to the bottom of it. So let's read through what this girl had to go through to find out about the reward for Sebastian Rogers. Now, some of you may have covered Summer Wells as well. If you remember, there was a cluster bleep with that as well, with the reward fund. It was put in the rescue team's hands, and then they were like, we don't want it. It had to go to court, and then I think it was donated. And I think hers got up to, I think it was $35,000, but I don't quote me on that. But it seems like reward funds always get messy. All right, so here we go. I am sharing this information as there have been questions and concerns about the reward fund. It took many phone calls and a lot of time and effort on my part to get this information. No parent was involved, nor should they be involved in setting up a reward. Unfortunately, this reward has not been well publicized, and it appears likely it was set up by an anonymous business. But I have yet to fully verify this. However, due to the attorney's researched past history by many, as well as him wanting to distance himself from the drama, I'm not sure how helpful it is currently, and it doesn't appear to be gaining traction. It absolutely needs to be much more visible than it currently is, and people should feel comfortable asking questions about it and given clear information. I am not making any accusations regarding any individuals about this reward fund, but even the flyer is lacking in information. If a reward fund can lead to the slightest possibility in bringing forth more helpful tips, then this avenue needs to be pursued. I have seen questions circulating recently about this, so I wanted to give at least everyone an update. And then this is an email to Teresa. And it says, and let's just bear with me because it's, she's putting a letter that was, that she sent out, and then we're going to get a response. So listen. Hi, Teresa. As you requested per our phone conversation this morning, I am sending this email. I am sending this email to, I don't know what that says, pursue a request for more detailed information about Sebastian Rogers Reward Fund. Though there something that would like to donate, there are individuals who would like to donate to the fund, myself included. Many concerns have arisen in regards to it. This has caused those interested in giving not to donate. On Tuesday, April 16, 2024, I called Mr. James Lewis, who is the attorney whom checks were mailed to for donations to the reward fund. So there's a lawyer that was taking up donations for this reward. He was to hold donations in an escrow account. Mr. Lewis informed me that he was collecting donations and, quote, law enforcement, Crime Stoppers, and Jamie Vaughn at WKRN Channel 2 News were responsible for setting up the fund. But he stated currently he had received no donations. He was anxious to get off the phone, as he did not want to be involved in any drama. However, he did not clarify what drama. I then called Hendersonville Crime Stoppers, because this lawyer told her Crime Stoppers, law enforcement, and Jamie Vaughn had set this shit up. So Crime Stoppers gave them the phone number of Officer Scott.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Ryan, who they were told was the administrator of Crime Stoppers. She says, when I called that number, I was informed he was not in, but told to call Sumner County Sheriff's Office. I called them, and they told me to call TBI. Unbelievable. Imagine giving a tip to this case. I called TBI. Wait. TBI transferred me to their missing persons unit, and I was informed that they were never involved with rewards and to call Sumner County Sheriff's Office. I told them Sumner County told me to call them. They said to ask to speak directly to Deputy Sheriff Eric Craddock. I left a message for him, but have not heard back, though it's doubtful he would be involved with a reward. I then called Jamie Vaughn at WKRN, and she informed me that she and Jim Jones at Hendersonville PD were involved in setting up the fund, but he has since been promoted. So Jim Jones was involved in setting up the reward fund, but now he ain't because he was promoted. In Henderson County Police Department. So he was promoted. He can't fucking still hang with the reward for a missing kid. I don't get it. She said that three businesses had given letters of commitment for a total of $3,500. Additionally, letters of commitment, or did he have the shit in an escrow? Additionally, she said other businesses wanted to donate. Oh, another business wanted to donate $2,000. When I explained my concerns, she asked if I wanted to have someone from Henderson Police call me about the reward. I told her yes, considering I had already called myself with no answers. I never heard from anyone from Henderson Police as a result of my conversation with her. in an attempt to once try to get, in an attempt to once more try to understand what was going on, I made a call this morning to the phone number given me to contact Officer Scott Ryan. You and I spoke and you gave me your email asking me to include a brief description. Unfortunately, this is as brief as I can be, and it doesn't include everything that has gone on regarding trying to find out about the reward. I have also included a copy of the digital flyer that was shared, which doesn't include any information as to who set it up. I look forward to hearing back from someone regarding this matter. So this was a letter sent out apparently to this final person at Henderson PD. I don't know. I'm still kind of confused on that, but let's read the last one. Oh, this is a response from James Jones. Okay, so yeah, she wrote that to James Jones, chief of police at Hendersonville. And then he wrote back. Miss Bowies forwarded your email to me regarding the reward fund for Sebastian Rogers. I want to clarify that the Hendersonville Police Department is not handling this investigation. This investigation is being handled by the Sumner County Sheriff's Department and the TBI. The Hendersonville Police Department is not handling anything to do with the reward fund. Additionally, the Hendersonville Crime Stoppers did not initiate the fund and has no control of the reward fund. I was unaware of a reward fund until receiving your email from Ms. Bowles today. I applaud your efforts to donate to a reward fund for Sebastian. Mr. John Lewis is an attorney in Nashville who handles reward funds on a large number of cases. He volunteers his time and legal expertise in order to do this. I did confirm that the information on the flyer is correct, and Mr. Lewis is the designated point of contact in this particular case. I cannot confirm who originally began setting up the fund. However, I did confirm there is a fund, and Mr. Lewis will be holding the funds in escrow. I apologize that it has taken so much effort for you to get an answer, but the Hendersonville Police Department just did not have the information to provide to you. Please feel free to contact me by email if you have any additional questions, and I will attempt to answer them. Y'all, this is unbelievable. This should not be this fucked up. Who is this lawyer? Why is he lying and saying that Crime Stoppers set this up? And Crime Stoppers is saying they didn't. What in the actual F is going on here? Guys, this just gets creepier and creepier as the days roll on. Where is Sebastian Rogers? Make sure you hit that like button, guys, and I'll see you in the next one.